boys and girls. We're glad you tuned our way in time for our Children's Bible Club meeting today. I'm Aunt Carolyn, with our announcer, Ron Bean, and the Children's Bible Club Choir. Say, do you have brothers or sisters? Do you get along well together? Well, most of the time, huh? The Bible says we're to love one another, even brothers and sisters. So stay by your radio, because today's story is about two brothers, and I better stop before I give it away. So right now, join with the choir in singing. Electricity? Where does it come from? Questions, questions. Kids are full of questions. Yet, right questions and right answers may mean the difference in life and death. Will that dog bite? Is that snake poisonous? And sometimes kids ask the most important questions. Where did I come from? Who is God? Does it really matter? Oh, there's many things that every kid wants to know. And we have a little tract for children, What Every Kid Wants to Know. If you'd like a copy, just write and ask for the kid's tract. If you have a Spanish-speaking friend, ask for your Spanish tract, too. If you can, we'd appreciate your sending a self-addressed stamped envelope, SAS, they call it. But either way, we'll send your copy. Ask for the kid's tract and send your note to Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572, or fax us at 850-983-0055. And be sure to write the call letters of this good station on your note, too. Our address will be given again at the close of the broadcast. And now, here's the choir again.
Bye.
sin entered the world, Adam had to work hard to fight weeds and briars and sweat to plant and harvest crops for food. Eve had to carefully wash the fruits and vegetables, for now there were bugs and germs to fight. She had to wash and scrub hard to keep things clean. Yet God was good. Even in work and trials, they could come to God and have fellowship with Him by offering a sacrifice for their sin. God had shed the blood of a lamb to cover their first awful sin, and they learned that God would accept no other sacrifice. No good works, no nice words, nothing but the sacrifice of a perfect, innocent lamb would do to pay for their sins. That little animal itself could not pay, but it was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who would come someday to suffer the punishment and settle the debt. Adam and Eve looked forward by faith to the promised Savior. God was good, and soon gave Adam and Eve a special blessing, a baby boy, the first little baby ever born into the world. Adam and Eve had never seen a baby before, but it looked just like a tiny copy of themselves. And God put within Eve a mother's heart, and she knew just how to take care of the little fellow. They named him Cain. Soon he learned to walk, and before long he could run and play and help his father. Then they had another little boy and named him Abel. Now Cain had a brother to play with. Oh, what fun they had! How proud their parents were! And when Adam and Eve worshipped God, they taught the boys just what God required. As they grew, the boys developed different interests. Cain loved the soil and watching things grow. He soon took up gardening and farming. He was good at it, too. And Abel loved animals. He learned their ways and how to care for them. He began to raise his own sheep and had a fine herd. The boys weren't only different on the outside, though. As they grew older, their actions showed the difference inside. Abel's heart was humble. He was careful to keep the very best lambs of his flocks so he would always have a sacrifice ready in case he should displease the Lord. Cain, however, became selfish and proud. He got so independent that he despised God's way. At sacrifice time, he brought grain and vegetables from his fields. They were full and beautiful, his best. Cain laid them on the altar and thought God should be pleased with his good work. Oh, Abel didn't question God. He knew what God required and brought the best, most perfect lamb in his flock. And when the smoke from those sacrifices rose before the Lord, God accepted Abel's sweet sacrifice. But he was very displeased with Cain's offering and rejected it. Instead of being ashamed and sorry that he had disobeyed God, Cain got mad. He had sacrificed his best works. What better could God want? But God would not bargain with Cain. A slain lamb was all God would accept. Cain was sullen and angry. Yet God was long-suffering and told him that if he would repent, he could yet bring a right sacrifice. Even then, though, Cain would not bow to God's way. His wrath grew until one day, out in the field, Cain, in rage and vengeance, killed Abel. Cain committed the first crime. He murdered his own brother. Of course, Cain told no one and tried to hide his deed. But God saw it all. God called to him, "Cain, where's Abel, your brother?" Angry and stubborn, Cain blurted, "I don't know. Am I supposed to take care of my brother?" And God sharply rebuked him, "What have you done? Your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. You can't get by with this, Cain. From now on, the ground you love so much will not produce for you as it did before. You won't be safe at home anymore. You'll be a fugitive and vagabond, always running for your life. Now Cain began to lament and grieve. He didn't repent of his sin. He was only sorry that he was caught and being punished. He complained to God that the punishment was too heavy. It was more than he could bear. And in his great mercy, God put a mark on Cain so that wherever he went, everyone would be warned not to harm him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. How sad! Adam and Eve's first son became a murderer. Oh, they must have wished they had never disobeyed the Lord in the garden. All kinds of evil was coming from this first sin as its seed grew in their sons and in all the generations to follow. How good God was, though, to provide forgiveness for sin through the sacrifice of his Son, the true Lamb of God. And God still offers that forgiveness today to all who will receive his Son. For Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Oh, don't harden your heart as Cain did. Trust Christ today.
You've been listening to the Children's Bible Club with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. This program is heard each week on this radio station at this same time, and we hope you'll join us next week. And be sure to tell your friends to listen, too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, Christian day schools, home schools, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station you're listening to when you write. The address is Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. That's Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Or contact us by email at Children's Bible Club @juno.com.